Suffering from pneumonia, but hopes to celebrate Easter Mass. A Pennsylvania nonprofit called Feast is helping distribute meals to those who need them this Easter weekend. Reporter Ross DeMattei is at a soup kitchen in Philadelphia.
Dozens of volunteers trying to prepare more than 4,000 meals for families. Christian Claus, the son of the founder of Feast, so you're now at college. Why do you make it a point to help out with these events?
Yeah, I mean, it's just great to know that during the holidays, it can be such a tough time for people. Everything that I'm doing is really helping people.
Heads up to Easter travelers. Storms are surging from the deep south to the northeast. Meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Really concerned about the storms getting themselves together and moving across Texas and Oklahoma overnight tonight.
The system's already brought heavy rain to Arkansas and damaging hail to Wisconsin. Florida State University is taking steps to help survivors of Thursday's deadly shooting. CBS's Katie Weiss reports.
FSU President Robert McCullough says the university is setting up resources for the victims of Thursday's mass shooting. The gunman injured five people and killed two men working on campus.
It's overwhelming.
A memorial on the FSU campus grows by the day.
It's unfortunate this is becoming more commonplace, but we're strong and we'll work through it together.
Police say the suspect used a handgun that belonged to his stepmom, who's a local county sheriff's deputy.
The suspect was wounded and taken into custody. The U.S. Supreme Court intervenes in the case of a group of Venezuelans being detained in Texas. More from CBS's Christian Benavides.
In a brief order, the court directed the Trump administration not to remove Venezuelans held in Texas' Blue Bonnet Detention Center until further order from the court. Justices Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito dissented. The court acted overnight following an emergency appeal from the ACLU.
An earlier group was deported to a prison in El Salvador. No let-up in the war in Gaza. CBS's Jerika Duncan has the latest.
In a televised address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered his military to intensify pressure on Hamas. Israel pounded Gaza with airstrikes that killed at least 50 Palestinians, according to the health ministry.
Israel's prime minister is vowing to destroy Hamas and free the remaining Israeli hostages. Families say they're frustrated. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
What happens when modern history collides with a ceremony marking 250 years since the Battle of Lexington?
Drop out now! No kings! No crowds!
They carried signs and yelled to passersby on the edge of Lexington Green as thousands gathered to mark the 250th anniversary of the shot heard round the world.
It's been awful. It's been a new terror almost every day. People being abducted off the street, economy crashing, USA being destroyed. It's just been a horror show.
Demonstrators criticized just about everything President Trump has said or done since returning to the White House. Happy the president decided against visiting Massachusetts to take part in the official ceremony. Mike Macklin for CBS News.
Boston's mayor and organizers of the city's famed marathon say international runners are welcome despite tighter border security. They say there's no evidence fewer people are traveling to Monday's race. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s. More clouds around for tomorrow with showers in the afternoon and evening. Highs upper 40s to 50. and still some areas of rain for Monday. Highs in the mid-50s and a touch breezy. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Deerfield Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round. I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Sparkle someone else's eyes. like fools rushing, but I can't help.
your hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
We'll be right back.
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd. It's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon run.
Nobody but me. Forever. gone.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know, but man.
see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one.
Lean up. Lean back.
And her diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
For granted that you're always there. I take son. And when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
CBS